Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's July 5th, 2016, and this is the return of Total Wrestling, your weekly wrestling news. I couldn't load in my theme music today, but we're on the air for about 45 minutes here, at least. It's designed to be a 45-minute show. I don't know if it'll go that long on Blog Talk Radio, and the chat's open as well. The chat on what just happened. Yeah, the chat's open on the Totally Wrestling page in Blog Talk Radio, and we've got a good show for you today. And I'm doing it. Now this is pretty much a internet exclusive show. I had a few months which I was not doing the show in. I was not doing the show for a few months. The reason for that, some of you may know, I had a terrestrial radio edition of the show on WDJZ 1530 AM in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Well, that abruptly ended because the station had financial problems. It also had some issues with the FCC due to a violation. It had to pay a bunch of money, and they said they couldn't afford it. They couldn't pay it, and on appeal, the fine was upheld. So they decided to go silent. They went off the air. So that's why I've been absent for a few months while I try to figure out something else going on. But we are back. And this one's a Tuesday edition. I think we'll do it every Tuesday of the of Totally Wrestling. And we've got a lot of news coming up to report. So let's get into it.
Let me talk to ya.
And by the way, the phone number to call if you want to comment or talk about anything in the world of pro wrestling with me, it is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And so on this hot summer night, let's get right into the wrestling news.
Let me talk to ya!
And most Hey, we're back. I'm sorry. Something happened with my connection, and the Skype connection crashed. But anyway, like I was saying, we will have a TNA corner in pretty much every episode. But in its new incarnation, this show is going to be mostly about WWE. And if you want to join me, you can talk to me in the chat on the Totally Wrestling page, Blog Talk Radio, or you can call 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944 anytime during the 45 minutes of the show. And we've got about 40 minutes left now. So going into the news, and what was I just going to say? Something. 646-668-8944, the losing the connection kind of got me a little bit off track here. Let's start off with some news here. And definitely call me up if you have any opinions, if you want to rant, or if you just want to talk to me about wrestling. And looks like everybody's favorite wrestling rapper, well, besides John Cena, is, So, once again, the Skype connection crashes and disconnects me, but I'm back again, and hopefully the connection will stay put this time. Anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, and this is getting annoying, R-Truth of the WWE is releasing a new rap single called I Be Like. Very soon, and apparently, well, he better do something in the rap game, R-Truth, because he's not really being used in WWE right now. Hope everybody can hear me out there. I think my microphone is on and everything. But anyway, so that rap single will come out from him soon, R-Truth. Big news on SummerSlam. And Brock Lesnar, who, of course, is going to be fighting at UFC 200. Maybe he'll get his butt kicked, I don't know. But his SummerSlam opponent will be revealed on SmackDown this week. And, of course, the big news on SmackDown is... on Tuesday, July 19th, it's going live. And it'll start having live episodes of SmackDown on the USA Network. And also the deal with that is we're going to have a GM for Raw and a GM for SmackDown. Maybe the same person. But and next week, I think on Raw, July 11th, is going to be the, since they're doing this brand split, the WWE draft. Time to shake things up again, as Vince McMahon would say. And, but the news on Brock Lesnar is his SummerSlam opponent will be revealed on SmackDown this week. Who do you think it'll be? I don't know for sure, but, I was kind of thinking Goldberg. There's nobody else, really, that Brock Lesnar has fought. I mean, hasn't fought. He's beaten The Undertaker, right? He's beaten John Cena, right? They could match him up with a few guys, but I think Goldberg would be a good bet if he wants to come back. There's rumors that he will be coming back for the whole brand split thing. And speaking of the brand split, here's something for you to discuss. I'm kind of wondering if the World Heavyweight Championship will come back as a separate title on SmackDown. I think it will, because without the World Heavyweight Championship, the top championship on SmackDown would probably be the Intercontinental Championship. Which, for all its prestige, it's not a world championship. It doesn't have the lineage that the world championship has. And so, I think it makes sense for the World Heavyweight Championship to return as a separate title. And then they'll have a world champion on SmackDown, world champion on Raw. So I think that's going to happen. But you never know. Sometimes WWE is unpredictable, of course. I haven't heard anything about this lately, but it could be that they bring back like something like the European Championship that was prominent a little bit in the Attitude Era, at the end of the Attitude Era. Shane McMahon won it. Kurt Angle was something called a Eurocontinental Champion, holding both titles at once. And speaking of Kurt Angle, let's talk a little bit about him. There's rumors that he's going to return for the whole brand split thing. But according to some sources online and some I hear on at WWE, the top brass in WWE is a little bit undecided right now. And due to past legal problems that Kurt Angle has had. But he might return. I'd love to see him return. I'd love to hear his music again. I'm not sure if the crowd would go, "You suck." But as they did when he was in WWE, like 10 years ago or something. But it would be great to see him return. I think that would be pretty awesome. And so, we're live right now. If you want to talk to me, at 646-668-8944. The phone number, 646-668-8944. We'll be live for at least the next 20 minutes or so. Maybe even 30. Let me shoot a message off to somebody here. I just want to tell them I'm on air now. And looking for a few of my wrestling friends on the old Facebook page here, which I'm Matt Boland on Facebook, of course. Looking for a few friends. Let's see if anybody's on. Maybe Rocky from the Midwest or whatever. And perhaps we can hear from my friend Wacko Bob. that's what he goes by on the whole plot in the whole podcast scene. Has his own little thing, Wacko Bob's party or something. I don't know what he calls it. Wacko Bob Music Fest or something like that. But he's on too. Hey, Bob. So if you want to talk wrestling, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. Also on Facebook, Matt Boland, and in the Blog Talk Radio chat right here on the page. And next up, well, who do you think will be the new GMs for SmackDown and Raw when it gets started next week? Well, the draft next week, the actual first live SmackDown in a while would be the week after. That would be July 19th, and Raw on July 18th. Of course, we are in a 45-minute episode of Totally Wrestling for its return. And so, that's one of the questions of the day. Who will be the new GMs for SmackDown and Raw? Well, we've got a few candidates so far. Of course, you've got Stephanie and Shane McMahon. But also, we apparently have the guy who calls himself Mr. Excitement and Big Johnny, John Laurinaitis. Oh, yeah, he threw his hat into the ring. I hope he doesn't get it. I really hope he doesn't. And last night on Raw, Vicky Guerrero came back. Miss, excuse me yourself. I should have a sound effect for that, but I don't at the moment. Nice to see her return, but of course she's got still got that high shrieking voice, and it's like, just be quiet.
Better get a bucket or throw up.
So she wants to be one of the GMs. And People Power is in, John Laurinaitis. Big Johnny, Johnny Ace. Also in the throwing his hat in the ring, the proverbial hat in the ring. He saw a few weeks ago Teddy Long showed up again. Mr. Holla, holla, holla. I'm saying, kind of saying that weird. Holla, holla, holla. Mr. Tag Team Match guy. But he definitely knows how to be a GM. I mean, he was a very successful SmackDown GM. He was GM of ECW. And your opinion on the new ECW, WWE version, I don't know. Some people like it, some people don't. And some people liked it, some people didn't. A lot of the pure wrestling fans that I talked to, though, did not like it. But he did some interesting things on that show, and then on SmackDown, when he later came there. So, I think that would be an interesting choice, Teddy Long. But I don't know if he'll get it or not. There's some intrigue, I think, building with Shane McMahon. He says he wants to be GM of Raw and SmackDown. And there's Stephanie McMahon as well. So I'm wondering what's going to happen there. What do you think, people? Who do you think will be the new GMs? 646-668-8944. No callers on the line right now, but 646-668-8944. In our next feature here. Give me a second, some indigestion. Well, you may have heard this on Facebook the other day or your social media sites. Legendary, in fact, Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer, Jerry the King Lawler has been reinstated to WWE. He'll be back at the announce table next week or this week or whatever after his legal matter was resolved. He was arrested a couple weeks ago at his home in Memphis regarding a domestic violence incident where I guess his fiance, one of his many fiancés, said she pretty much got slapped around and pushed around by him. And so for a couple of weeks, he was suspended, and could not be an announcer because of this legal matter, which is apparently part and parcel for the WWE, standard practice pretty much. Whenever somebody has like a legal matter, they're automatically suspended. But apparently it has been resolved and he is back. Jerry the King Lawler has been reinstated effective immediately by the WWE. Good to hear. So the King has returned. Long live the King. More WWE news, and we'll get to TNA in just a moment. After we talk a little bit about the Cruiserweight Classic, that's set to start in a few days, set to start soon. The Cruiserweight Classic, about 34 or so cruiserweights from around the world are competing in the Cruiserweight, the WWE Cruiserweight Classic, which I think is a great idea. It's a great, it's going to be a good thing, a great thing. Of course, it's only going to be on the WWE Network, which, at least for this coming month, I guess, is free. So I may have to look into that. I may order the WWE Network just for that. The Cruiserweight Classic, all the high flyers. But anyway, there's a bracketology special set for Wednesday night. This tomorrow night, bracketology, of course, from the NCAA tournament and everything like that. A bracketology special set for tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the WWE Network, which, like I said, is free for the month of July with new sign-up. And Michael Cole, Daniel Bryan will be in the house doing some analysis. And they're going to talk about the matchups pretty much and who looks good. So that'll be something to see if you have the WWE Network or if you want to order it. Check it out. July is free, so if you're a new subscriber, so definitely go check it out if you want. Okay, I think we'll go to the TNA corner here because we've done a lot of WWE news so far, but here's what's going on in TNA.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Sorry, had to play a sound there. TNA, well, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, big match for them. The Hardy Brothers are in action tonight, Jeff versus Matt. Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy. And Matt Hardy, if you see him, he's really let himself go into this whole evil Matt Hardy character.
Have you been eating loco weed?
It really doesn't look good to me. It's kind of sad that TNA is doing that with him. But anyway, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy against each other tonight in what's being called the final deletion. Instead of addition, deletion. There you go. And it will be from the home parties in Cameron, North Carolina. They're back to their place, where it all began, Matt Hardy says. So that'll be tonight, starting at 9 o'clock on Pop TV. Because Pop TV seems to be the only network that will air them right now. But that's 9 o'clock Eastern on Pop TV. That starts. And Pop TV is available on the Optimum Cablevision Network, cable network, in the Tri-State area. I think it's channel 146 or something on Optimum TV. But definitely, as they say, check your local listings. As they say in the business. Other things going on in TNA tonight. They're teasing a new wrestler or new personality called the Fixer. The Fixer. Kind of looks like the old Repo Man gimmick, if you're familiar with that. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine, too. And he's been mentioned, Repo Man, for the WWE Hall of Fame every now and then. But I don't think he'll get it. It would be interesting to see. But I digress. Other things going on tonight. The Eli Drake, as he calls himself, and here he is.
Let me talk to you.
He's going to be in action tonight against the Cowboys, James Storm, TNA original, for the King of the Mountain Championship, which is held by Eli Drake. And that's going on tonight on Impact. Also, we've got an Ultimate X match. Ultimate X is back for the X Division Championship tonight. And the participants in the match, it's Trevor Lee versus Eddie Edwards of the Wolves versus DJZ, the whole, I'm so cool, I'm doing this rock star gimmick thing, DJZ, and Rockstar's Bud, also Andrew Everett, Mandrews, and Braxton Sutter, whoever he is. But if you've been watching TNA lately, they did have a title change. their champion, the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, is now Lashley, Bobby Lashley, who, of course, was in the new WWE version of ECW and SmackDown for a while. And his big thing in WWE, besides winning the ECW World Title, was, if you remember it a few years ago, this is pretty interesting now that he's running for president, the Battle of Billionaires, Vince McMahon versus Donald Trump. Yes, Donald Trump was involved in a wrestling match. He didn't wrestle, but he was involved. The thing was, Vince McMahon had his representative, Umaga, the late Umaga, and Donald Trump was his representative, Bobby Lashley. And Lashley ended up winning that match, and the stipulation was that the losing manager, pretty much, either McMahon or Trump, would have to get their head shaved bald. And yes, Vince McMahon got his head shaved bald. He didn't like it at all. But that's the story behind him. And so he is the TNA World Heavyweight Champion right now. But to me, the whole thing about TNA is they're on a channel that not a lot of people watch, and they have become unwatchable to me. A few months ago, when Drew Galloway, the former Drew McIntyre in WWE, former Intercontinental Champion and Tag Team Champion, when he held the title, I think it was borderline watchable. But this stuff with the Hardys and other stuff going on, the Miracle Mike Bennett, I'm really not that interested in it anymore. I'm not that interested in TNA. They still have James Storm and a couple other guys, but most of the old original guys are out. AJ Styles in WWE. James Storm tried NXT for a while, but went right back to TNA. He was pretty much misused. Went right back to TNA. Bobby Roode is somewhere in the NXT fraternity. And Samoa Joe is the NXT champion. So I'd rather watch NXT than TNA right now. Your thoughts at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. I really would rather watch NXT, which is a great, great brand for WWE, they say. A lot of great matches going on. In fact, in April, when I was down in Dallas for WrestleMania, NXT also had an event in Dallas the next day, of course. And the scuttlebutt, what I heard from people, was that NXT event was actually better than WrestleMania. So it's something you need to get into if you like wrestling. It's really become the, no pun intended, but the next big thing. And I wonder if maybe someday in the future it'll become a third brand of WWE. I mean, not like it is now, but more like a branded show. I guess you could say it's almost like that now. But I don't know. Anyway, so that's the news on TNA. The final deletion is tonight from Cameron, North Carolina on Pop, 9 p.m. Eastern, if you want to check that out. And Eli Drake will battle James Storm for the King of the Mountain Championship, currently held by Eli Drake. Ultimate X going on, of course, for the X Division title also. And I think at the moment, it's Mike Bennett that holds it. The Miracle Mike Bennett. He says he's going to cash it in tonight and get his match against Lashley. But I don't know if that'll happen tonight. I'm not quite sure. And the Fixer is being teased on the Impact site and on TNA television, apparently. And that's the TNA news. Before we go into other stuff involving WWE, let's quick run down the current card for the next WWE pay-per-view, which will be Battleground, July 24th on pay-per-view. And that will be from the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Probably 8 o'clock Eastern, I think. But July 24th, pay-per-view. So far, we've got a few matches announced. First of which is John Cena, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass, the guys that say, Salt! You're S-A-W-F-T, Salt! I like that thing. Let me spell it out for you, they say. I'm going to spell it out for you. Pretty cool. But John Cena, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass will take on the club. I still like to call them the Bullet Club, and I think that's what they should be called, but WWE, for some reason, calls them the Club. The Club. Sounds like a 90s car theft deterrent. It's a club. But anyway, the club is AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson, who have been tearing it up recently. So they'll take on Cena and company in a six-man tag match. No prediction for that one yet. We'll see what happens. And the Queen of Hearts, Natalya, will be taking on Becky Lynch in a one-on-one match. I'd like to say Becky Lynch wins that. I hope so. I really like Becky Lynch. I like Natalya, too. They're both great wrestlers, I think. But I would like to see Becky Lynch get a little bit more of a push. Maybe it's because I'm Irish and I'm a little bit biased toward Becky Lynch. And maybe it's because I think Becky Lynch is one of the best-looking divas out there right now. But I do want to see her win. So I hope that will happen. And Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, the two friends turned rivals, will, in Sami Zayn's words, they will settle it at Battleground. And that'll be a one-on-one match. Looks like a one-on-one. No stipulation or anything going on in that. At least that's what it looks like right now. And here's your main event, people. It's a triple threat match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship currently held by the Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose. So it'll be champion Dean Ambrose against the two challengers, Roman Reigns, the big dog, and the man who just came back at Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins. The new and improved Seth Rollins, he calls himself, who, if you remember, never lost a match for that title. When he held it before, he never lost a match for that title. He was stripped of it. And he won it back, but then lost it at Money in the Bank in a cash-in by Dean Ambrose, who had won the Money in the Bank title earlier in the night. So that's going to be a triple threat match for Ambrose's WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Should be a good one. And let's see if we got anyone chatting or talking to me. None at the moment. 646-668-8944 is the number to call. We have about a little over 9.5 minutes left. 646-668-8944. May end the show a little early. Got a couple things I want to get to. But may end the show about a couple minutes early tonight. So if you want to get chatting, if you want to talk to me, definitely call up now. 646-668-8944. And that'll bring us to This Day in Wrestling History. Wish I had more sounds here for you, but I couldn't upload them before the show started. Anyway, This Day in Wrestling History. It was actually yesterday, but... July 4th, 1987, it was the NWA Great American Bash, 87, from the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, the old Omni Arena there, which was on the site of now Phillips Arena in Atlanta. And the old, the Atlanta Hawks had a good run at the Omni. WCW would do shows all the time there, and the NWA, National Wrestling Alliance. There was no pay-per-view coverage of that event, Great American Bash 87, but 13,500 people showed up at the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, July 4th, 1987. And the main event at the NWA Great American Bash 87 was the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, along with Nikita Koloff and Paul Ellering. Was there Dusty Rhodes involved in that match too? I don't think so, but the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, along with Nikita Koloff and Paul Ellering, they defeated the Four Horsemen, Arn Anderson, J.J. Dillon, Lex Luger, Ric Flair, and Tully Blanchard. It was a War Games match. And the idea of War Games is it's kind of like, it was kind of like the Lethal Lockdown match in TNA. Guys enter at intervals, and every so often another person enters. And they fight it out in the ring until somebody submits or is pinned, because there's no disqualifications. But anyway, there's the difference in the War Games matches where there were two rings. The cage surrounded two rings instead of just one, so a little bit of a bigger surface to wrestle. But the Road Warriors, along with Nikita Koloff and Paul Ellering, defeated the Four Horsemen, Arn Anderson, J.J. Dillon, Lex Luger, Ric Flair, and Tully Blanchard, in the first ever War Games match. And also, on July 4th, 1993, a big event in wrestling history. Well, at the time, Yokozuna, the big Japanese guy, like 500 pounds, 400 pounds, or something like that. He was the WWE champion. And he was bragging, and his manager, Mr. Fuji, was bragging that he couldn't be beaten, that he couldn't be taken down. Well, Lex Luger showed up via a helicopter, no less, to a little bit of an event WWE had going on the USS Intrepid, stationed in New York Harbor, and managed to body slam Yokozuna. And this would set up their matchup later that year, the next month, in fact, at SummerSlam. Lex Luger against champion, WWE champion at the time, Yokozuna. And Yokozuna, I believe, yeah, a WWE Hall of Famer. Not sure if Luger is, but he should be. So that happened on July 4th, 1993, aboard the USS Intrepid in New York Harbor. So, a good day in wrestling history. A couple more stories to tell you about in about 5 minutes, just under 5 minutes. So, let's hurry it along a little bit here. Rumors that Jeff Hardy and Rey Mysterio, have been contacted by WWE are apparently false, according to my sources. Hardy and Mysterio are respectively under contract to TNA and Lucha Underground. And apparently, WWE saying, the sources at WWE and all around the internet are saying they have not been contacted by WWE at the present time. And being that they're under contract with other companies, that makes sense to me. I don't see... Yeah, that makes sense to me. It would be nice to have them come back, but they'd have to get out of the contracts somehow. And right now that's not happening. But a lot of names have been rumored for the brand split. Kurt Angle, Goldberg among them. Maybe a few others that I really haven't heard of. And apparently some indie talent, too. WWE says it's aggressively scouting some independent talent in companies like Ring of Honor and maybe some other companies like Global Force, Jeff Jarrett's thing. So if you're an independent wrestler, hey, now's the time. Give them a, send them an email or something. By all means, WWE. Little news about Xavier Woods. Apparently, he's having a little bit of a time with his stable, the New Day, right now, who are the WWE Tag Team Champions. Last night on Raw, Xavier Woods and the New Day, they were at the Wyatt family compound, they call it. Talking to the Wyatt family. And I guess the Wyatt family, it looks like they're going to challenge the New Day for their WWE Tag Team Championships at Battleground on July 24th. And Xavier Woods was pretty much saying, hey guys, New Day here. The time for fun and games is over. We got to focus. So a little bit of maybe dissension in the ranks. Maybe New Day will split up. I don't know. I would like to see them lose the tag team titles to the Wyatt family. Because they've held the tag team titles for a long time now. Either half a year or something like that. Their last big challenge, I think, was the Dudley Boys. At, after the Royal Rumble. But, that's what's going on with them. And we have about 90 seconds left in the show. Let's see, anything else we want to talk about? Not tonight. I did explain why I've been off the air recently. A little problem with my, terrestrial radio station. My carrier in Bridgeport here, they had financial problems and they had to go off the air. Talked a little bit about Brock Lesnar. His SummerSlam opponent will be revealed on SmackDown this week. Will it be Goldberg or somebody like him? We'll see. Vicky Guerrero is back. She's thrown her hat into the ring for the SmackDown GM job. Who will be the new GMs for SmackDown and Raw? That will be also seen soon. The Cruiserweight Classic is starting in WWE. We did talk about some TNA stuff. Eli Drake, James Storm tonight for the King of the Mountain Championship. And possibly a Kurt Angle return. We did mention the updated card for WWE Battleground on July 24th as well. And we have about a little over 15 seconds left. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to my show tonight.
Let me talk to you.
And we'll probably be back next week. Hey, thanks a lot, people. See you later.